Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklubro Country, the Virus Edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two bros, no nose.
Aka two zai, one goats.
Aka
one two, zai, two goats.
Aka two guys, no disguise.
Aka two men, one Afghan between them.
I like that one. Mm-hmm. Aka one egg, four legs. Aka Pablo.
Aka the Tomax and Zamot show.
There you go.
Tomax, Zamot, it goes back. All right, whatever. You guys,
it's a palindrome.
Look what I'm wearing. I found this shirt at home, and not at home in my house here, but back in St. Louis. We got this shirt when it was
impressed that it still fits
in St. Louis. Yeah, in high school, when it was probably like I was swimming in it, but Planet Hollywood, New York, back at a time when people gave a crap what Hollywood thought about anything. Now it is so politicized, like you couldn't have a Planet Hollywood.
It certainly couldn't have it in anywhere but like New York.
Nope. We are also the fact that it was a planet.
Yes.
It's like, get over yourself. The whole planet is Hollywood. Give me a break. No one wants to see the jacket from the third kid from the Goonies hanging up by the bathroom.
No.
It was a little too much.
Tchotchke heaven.
But here was, I was supporting it and we bought it.
I like it. Now it's like a hipster shirt.
Thank you.
I hope you guys had a good weekend.
Yep.
It is Friday when we're recording this, so we don't know what's happened this weekend.
So here's the deal. I am going to be going out of town with my family the week of
July 5th.
July 6th through right after that week, I'm going to be heading out of town. So what we're going to try and do is double up our recordings of these shows. So they may not be more evergreen, just because we want to try and provide content for all the days so that you guys aren't left without a show. So we're going to do our best to try and get that done, just to let you know that that's what we're going to try and do. So if some episodes are a little shorter, that's why, but we just want to make sure you have something every single day, and that's what we're doing. Should we jump into
Let's
a story?
Let's jump into the story.
All right. It's clear. It is clear. People should be wearing masks outside. That's just it.
Like, there's no debate.
There's no debate whatsoever. Is. Always wear a mask outside. Unless you're walking all by yourself and no one's around you, you can pull your mask down. But if you see someone coming, you put it up. Just wear your mask. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. It helps you out. It helps other people
out.
Anyone
who's arguing for not wearing masks, you're wrong.
Yeah.
You're an asshole.
The other side is just...
Even
there is no argument that can be made. None. Telling me that not wearing a mask is okay. None.
None.
I would say to people who are arguing that that you don't have to wear a mask, I say adios.
It's like someone saying to you, truthfully, even if you don't think you need it, it's like someone saying, don't get car insurance. It's a ripoff. Don't get it.
Right.
Don't get it. Why do you need it? You don't need it. That's just them trying to screw you and get you to pay money. Yeah, okay. So maybe, hopefully, you never get into an accident. But you know what? You have car insurance. You're taken care of.
That's number one, but that's not even life and death. To me, it's more like You're not even like, if you don't wear a mask, you're not even like the person who's just drinking him or herself to death. You're like the person who's drinking and getting into a car and driving out because you could kill other people.
You're the person who's saying, don't get your kid vaccinated. That's who you are. Do you want to be that person?
All right. This is my suggestion for anyone who doesn't want to wear a mask, Jay. And I think it's a good one. I want everyone to follow me on this, okay?
Yes.
We offer super low plane tickets, super low price, okay? Charter planes, like the lowest prices ever. Maybe we build resorts. Mm-hmm. We make like, doesn't Richard Branson own an island?
Yeah.
Give up your island, Richard Branson. You don't need it. We'll do it for this purpose and this purpose right here, okay? Right.
Yes.
Set it all up. It'll be like a COVID fire festival. Yes. All right. You get Ja Rule. I'm sure Kid Rock would play there.
Oh, yeah.
They could all play down there. You could have NASCAR events down there. Anything.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
A noose in every garage is what I say.
That's a chicken in every pot.
Send down all the people who think you shouldn't have to wear a mask. Send them down to this island and say, guess what? Guys, I know it's June, but this is your extended spring break. Remember how much you loved spring break in high school? Remember how much you loved spring break in college? Guess what? You get to go to this island and you don't have to follow any of those stupid mainstream media.
The rules that they're trying liberals to squeeze trying to, you out of.
That's right. You go down there and you celebrate spring break the way you want to. Everyone's got a swim up bar. You can pack as many people in. Take those masks off.
Right.
Take them off.
Take them off.
Party. Party all you want. There's everything you want. Jet skis, eat Tide Pods. It doesn't matter. You go down there, you hang out with as many people, get sweaty, wrestle with your friends. It doesn't matter. No one's telling you what you can and can't do. Go to a restaurant, pack them in. You can all sit close to one another indoors. Trump can go down and have like multiple rallies on this island.
Oh, just
keep coming through, cycling through.
Yes.
Everyone can be indoors
on
the rally. Get 20, 30, 40,000 people. I don't care. Have an overflow stage. Put that indoors too at a convention center.
Yes.
Build the whole thing up. You enjoy it. And you guys, here's the thing. You don't even have to come back here. We say, why deal with what's going on back here? Black Lives Matter marches. You don't want any part of that.
Stay down there until...
Just stand there for a while.
By the way, there's no hospital.
There are no hospitals down there.
There's no hospital and there's no flight back.
Because you don't need a hospital.
You don't need a hospital down there. Hospitals are, what is it, science? It's a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah. You stay down there for your extended spring break.
No sunscreen.
And you party. And you know what? If you die, who cares?
You party. You doing what you love.
Exactly.
Not listening to the rules that could protect you.
Exactly. Come on. We don't need hospitals. Hospitals are for the weak. Hospitals are for pussies, man.
For liberals.
You guys are tough.
Yeah.
You can beat this. I believe that you can beat this. If you're saying I don't need to wear a mask, I believe you're stronger than COVID. So here's what we're going to do.
It's your body. It's your choice.
You go down to that island. No hospital. You don't need a hospital. You don't need doctors. You'll beat it on your own. This is a made-up disease.
Prove to all these worry warts that they're going way overboard.
Have sex. You know what I mean?
Just do whatever
you want. You don't have to. Look, the lamestream media doesn't need to tell you what to do. You go down there and you party on your extended spring break.
Everyone wins.
Everyone wins. Down there, they're doing rallies for refunding the police. Give them more money to militarize. Do that. That's what's going on down there. What do you say, Maskless Nation? Head on down.
And you got a new leader.
It would be fantastic. You can flip the middle finger. The new leader, of course, because...
Co-founder of the Reopen Maryland movement.
Yep. He is said on social media that he tested positive for coronavirus this week, but won't work with public health officials who are trying to track the spread of the pandemic.
Good. That's good.
Go down the island, man. Island is ready. Water's warm. Come on in, man. I say stay in your house or infect all the people from your movement. Call a movement meeting. Yeah. And you can infect everyone in your movement.
Yes, please.
You're tougher than that.
Please do that. Please.
Tim Walters, a 2-time Republican candidate for the General Assembly from Linthicum. So he is a politician.
Yeah.
Said in a series of Facebook videos, like he couldn't just do it in one video. He had to make a series of Facebook videos. Mm-hmm. And of course, it was on Facebook starting Tuesday that he has come down with COVID-19. How many videos do you need to say? What series you need to say?
I have
COVID-19.
Come down with new video, COVID
new video, 19. The respiratory disease caused by the coronavirus. It's about time, dude. And you can beat it, man. Just go out and party with your buds.
That's right.
Hang out, rub flesh with your friends, buddy. Nobody needs to wear a mask. You started that movement. You show them how it's done, bro. He said, quote, I was diagnosed yesterday at the ER with COVID-19, and here I can't believe you decided to go to the ER.
That's a surprise.
What a wussy, man.
Yeah, you can't handle it?
And here I am months after not wearing a mask at rallies, churches, and so on. And so it's funny how capricious the thing is. The fact that this dumbass is using the word capricious, he shouldn't get to use the word capricious.
He's being capricious.
He is, but he shouldn't get to use it.
He's being capricious.
You can't believe that masks don't help you in this cause and get to use vocabulary.
Yeah, but to me, what's so funny is that he proved the point of why you should wear a mask, and then he's trying to make it like he didn't, how like he proved the opposite.
Him. Yeah. He's trying, as someone who got it, like to me, the only way he can make the argument that he made would be if he didn't have it.
That's right.
But because he has it,
you can't now then make
you
that argument.
You can't now say it's
wearing a mask, not wearing a mask saved you.
It's the opposite.
Walters helped organize reopen Maryland protests in Annapolis on the Eastern Shore and elsewhere in Maryland to challenge the state and local measures put in place by government Larry Hogan. Sorry, Larry Hogan, who I believe is a Republican.
Yeah.
To slow the spread of the virus. In a new video released Friday morning, he said the protests were about infringement on freedom to worship. And he was critical of the Capitol for not contacting him on Thursday night.
Why can't you worship on a Zoom? You can worship from your house.
Are you saying God doesn't know how to use technology? Is that what he's saying right now?
Maybe he's saying that.
Are you insulting God's use of technology?
I guess you can't be spiritual in your house.
You know, what I would say to God is, you know what? Hey, God, why don't you smite this guy with some disease? Oh, wait.
Oh, he already did.
You already did. God already smote you with the disease. So.
Schadenfreude's a bitch, bro. Feels good for us.
It feels great. It feels great. You're a reckless trash can of diseased garbage juice, all right? That's what you are, and you're getting what you deserve.
You're making the world less safe. That's who you are. That's what you're trying to be, and you're eschewing science.
What if I told you that God spoke to me last night, okay, in a dream?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I had
a dream.
Yeah. I had two dreams last night. One dream that we were hanging out with Amy Schumer. Second dream was that God created masks. What if God was Amy Schumer and she created masks?
There you go.
Okay. What if I were to say that? Then what? Mm-hmm. I would love to hear you explain away how God wasn't really talking to me. Mm-hmm. God only talks to you. That I maybe didn't hear it correctly.
Right.
But it might be hard to hear you make that case when you're on a ventilator. Although, do you believe in ventilator? Maybe this guy's like, ventilators are for pussies,
I'd
right?
Track his regression and track his, I was going to say progress, but I hope. You know, I don't hope, but I'm assuming it's going to go.
I'm just going to say this. Why can't you have fun while you have corona? Go on down. Have a corona while you have corona.
Hit the island, bro.
Go hit the island.
Corona Island.
Extended spring break. And this is how we do it. You know what I mean? Party all the time. Party coves. Extended spring break. Are you down with that?
Party until December, as far as I'm concerned.
That's right. Party until the election.
No all voting right. booths down That's there.
Right. There's no voting booths down there either. No hospitals, no voting booths. You don't need that shit. Mm-hmm. You just want a party.
Woo!
No masks. All right, that's our first story. Should we take a break?
Let's take a break.
Take a break. On the other side of this, we have another story about masks. A lot of masking to do.
This is an amazing one.
This story is so good. Stay with us. It is Sklarbro Country, the virus edition. I don't know what it is. We'll be right back. Hey guys, I want to talk to you about something that's very important right now and feels even more important in light of what's been happening mm-hmm. on top of the virus.
Yeah.
So we have a global pandemic that's causing anxiety. We have
other things,
civil unrest that's causing even more anxiety. This is the time to get support if you need it. That's why I'm very thankful that we have the sponsor, Talkspace. They are committed now more than ever to mental health. We just finished Mental Health Awareness Month, but that doesn't mean we still aren't all
about it.
Every
year, every month.
Every month of every year should be it. We know now, if you're quarantining alone, you need an outlet of someone to talk to. If you're quarantining with your family and you need a break or a connection to someone outside of it to talk about what's going on in your house, trust me, I know my wife is a therapist and she Her business is booming right now, mainly because people are needing to reach out and connect. And these guys have found a way to do it for you. They have therapists who
What they're doing is they're expanding the ability to reach them on a regular basis.
You can do it from the safety of your
own. Yeah. Basically, you can get the support of a licensed therapist from your own home. You can reach out from your device, whatever something's on your mind. So you can send your therapist text, audio, picture, video messages from your phone or computer 24/7, as much as you need to. Everything happens with Talkspace's secure platform, all on your schedule. What they do is they match you with a licensed therapist based on your needs and preferences. They have thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including right now the things that I think are most important: anxiety, depression, relationship issues. Of course, there are other issues that are important, but these things are really affecting a lot of people. Once you're matched, you can start the very same day, which I think is really important as well. Bottom line is you deserve support. You don't have to struggle on your own. Your Talkspace therapist can be there and be your dedicated support system, there to help you feel healthier and more empowered, especially in these uncertain times.
Of course,
as we describe.
These times, yes.
As a listener of this podcast, you can get $100 off your first month of Talkspace. That's a great deal.
Yep.
To match you with your perfect therapist, just go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use the code SCLAR to get $100 off your first month.
That $100 off your first month, that lets them know that we sent you. It's a great beginning for something.
And it shows
like
support for our show. That's SCLAR at Talkspace.com. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. We want to remind people we have a YouTube page.
Yep.
We may have to, and we're having a discussion about this, we may have to take some of these cheap seats down for a little bit.
But then we'll put them back up.
We'll get them back up after we qualify for monetization with YouTube, which I'm really excited about. That's what we're trying to do.
So keep subscribing and keep checking out no matter what we put up there.
We're going to keep putting exciting, wonderful, funny stuff there for you. So have no doubts. It will be fun. And it'll be original material every single day. So stay subscribed. If you haven't subscribed yet, please get on that.
It's Clever Country.
And keep watching Tournament of Laughs. If we come back, we're going to count on you guys for round two, which is in
2 weeks. It's a week from this Sunday.
Oh, it's less than a week away.
Yeah.
So it's a hopefully week. We'll know this week and we can pound you on it, remind you on it. All right, let's get to this other story about a mask, because one thing a mask can't cover is stupidity.
Yeah, it just can't. And people not understanding what masks can do and how they help or what they can give you, and then ascribing problems to them that they can't give you.
This is a classic story in stupidity. And
it is so stupid and so weird. But it highlights again the deep issue we talked about at the top of the show, which is it speaks to the larger issue of how people have to contort their reasoning into a Bavarian pretzel of sorts
to avoid doing a simple thing, which is out there to protect you.
Right. To avoid the science that tells you the correct thing, you have to then contort in so many other directions that don't make sense.
Right.
In order to do that. Right. A huge swath of America are babies. That's right. What it is.
Well, they don't like the taste of the medicine, so they're saying, yuck, I don't want it.
And by the way, that might be why Trump is a genius. He knows how to talk to the babies of this
country.
Because
he's a baby.
He's a baby himself. He just tell babies that it's going to be okay.
Tell babies
they don't have to do the thing they don't want to.
You don't have a bedtime.
No.
That's what Trump is telling the babies.
That's right.
In America. You don't have a bedtime.
And everything's going to be fine.
You can
don't
have candy for every meal.
That's right.
You don't have a bedtime.
It's different.
You don't have a limit on your screen time.
It's different than someone telling you, this is what you have to do. This is how you make things better. This is the hard work you have to go up the hill to be a good person. No. Yeah. This is how Trump wins those people over. It's 40% of the country. He is a genius for doing that. Mm-hmm. His ability to manipulate that class is masterful. You got to give him credit for that.
Yes.
You got to hand it to that tiny hand girdle wearing lift in the shoes tanning bed of a wisp of hair.
Yes. He knows how to talk to babies.
He is one. That's okay. Right. He knows how to rile up the emotionally small.
All right.
He is essentially emotionally raping a huge portion of this country.
Yeah.
Let's say what that is. And he doesn't care, and neither do they, until they see that their pants are down
right
around their ankles and they passed out for the last 3+ years, figuratively speaking.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what's going on. Yeah.
And that's not making light of what rape is or what he's doing
America.
We're being dead serious here. That's exactly what he's doing to that portion of the country.
Yes.
And the worst part about it is how that portion of Trump, for that portion, Trump is fucking over against their will. He's just doing it against their will. Then they turn around and in the most vocal terms support him doing that, what he did to them.
Right.
Okay, and that is what this story is all about. Okay,
right.
Check out what this woman on Twitter said. Cheryl Gilbert. Yeah. By the way, this wasn't just on Twitter. This showed up on a news, like, this was a chat that was going back and forth on a news
text chain.
On a text chain on a news website. Okay. Just showed up on, I think it's from Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
Cheryl Gilbert sent in a text exchange that was publicized on Twitter.
Well, let me say how the text exchange started.
Yeah.
Because Kathy Moak, all right, she wrote, "If you're so worried about this virus, why don't you just stay home or wear your mask?" And sound advice. That seems
stay
okay.
home or wear your mask. Like socially distance.
She seems almost credible until you realize she spelled, when she wrote out wear your mask, she spelled it W-H-E-R-E.
So wear
and
your mask.
So that's not a typo. You need to know that's not a typo. She didn't spell it W-A-E-R. She spelled it W-H-E-R-E. So she thinks wear as in like where
to wear
we,
clothes
where
are we right
is W-H-E-R-E.
Now.
Right. Okay. So
she thinks she spelled it right.
What if she tried to write, that's where you need to wear it?
Oh, at home.
Right. That's where you need to wear it.
But she spelled it, that's where W-E-A-R, you need to W-H-E-R-E it.
Right.
Yeah.
I think she would go into another. Anyway.
She's moking mistokes.
And I will say the other thing is her thing about saying, if you're so scared of this virus,
yeah,
sounds like a taunt.
Yeah.
Sounds like what my 11-year-old often says
you're
to my
so kid, scared of this.
You're so scared of the dark. Why don't you sleep in the hallway with the lights?
Yeah,
lights
dummy.
On, huh?
Yeah.
Baby. So she Kathy went on to write, "I wore one mandatory recently." All right. I don't know what she's even saying anymore.
I wore
what the
one
hell does that
mandatory
mean?
Mask.
That's one of the worst sentences I've ever seen. Right. You wore a mask because it was mandatory.
Did she spell it W-H-O-R-E for war?
Just say I wore one once because it was mandatory.
They told me.
And by the way, this is not a Philly thing. You know how they say, I'm going down the shore.
Going down the shore.
Going down the shore. Going down to
I wore one mandatory.
All right, so this is not that.
No.
This is someone who doesn't know how to write.
Right.
This is a woman who clearly doesn't know how to write. That's W-R-I-T-E.
Okay.
So she wore one mandatory recently, and then, quote, "Now have an infection in my nose and on my face." I don't know if you can have an infection in your nose and on your face.
Well, it started in the nose and then it went on the face.
Maybe a rash is an infection. Maybe she knows
so
more than
that. She's saying that the mask gave that to her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't get that from simply wearing a mask. That's W-E-A-R-I-N-G, not W-H-E-R.
Right, E-I-N-G.
So, and I-N-G. She wrote, "Where is the solution?" she exclaims.
Did she spell that correctly?
She did.
W-H-E-R-E?
The solution is wash your mask, dummy.
Yeah.
Wash it out.
Yeah.
Don't wear a dirty freaking mask. Then, just when you thought, okay, this is the dumbest woman in the world, along enters our buddy, Cheryl Gilbert.
Yeah.
And she writes...
She jumps in.
"My husband had to wear a mask, also W-H-E-R-E." So either she looked up at Kathy Moak and was like,
this is how you spell wear.
How do I spell wear again? God. Oh, she spelled it this way. This is the right way to spell it. The blind leading the blind. "Had to wear a mask on a business trip, and now he has chlamydia." Chlamydia.
That's not why he has chlamydia, Cheryl.
Yeah.
He cheating on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's cheating on you.
And by the way, he's using this coronavirus as cover for his affair with a dirty woman or man. I don't know.
Listen, if you are the type of person who believes that wearing a mask can give you a sexually transmitted disease, then your husband has the right to have a side piece or two.
And by the way, she spelled it she spelled chlamydia, C-L-A-M-I-D-I-A.
That's not how you spell it.
When I tried to write how she spelled it out on my computer, it auto-corrected it, which tells me that on her computer, I don't even think she has a computer.
No.
I'm guessing it's into her phone.
Yeah.
She typed the word chlamydia. It auto-corrected it.
And she's
like, no.
She changed it back.
I'm trying to say chlamydia.
By the way,
she corrected it back to the incorrect spelling.
Who's going on business trips right now?
Nobody. No company is sending their employees on business trips.
You just exposed yourself.
That's right.
Okay. Thank God for Harmony White, who then enters the chat.
Oh, thank God, Harmony White.
She writes, in perfect grammatical English, I may point out, you mean chlamydia, C-H-L-A-M-Y-D-I-A, the correct way, the S-T-I, spelled correctly, go Harmony. And Cheryl confirms... And then confirms her idiocy. She said, no, he got it from the mask.
Okay. No,
he did not get... Are you calling the woman that he is having oral sex with the mask?
Maybe.
Maybe he's wearing her.
So
Harmony then goes in for the kill, and this is why I love this woman.
That's right.
Quote, unless there's another illness with a similar name that didn't show up in a Google search, she quoting research, because it really sounds like you're telling folks your husband cheated on you while on a business trip and told you it was from a mask. Then Renee Lovett weighed in.
Love it.
With a single two eyes bugging out and a side glance emoji. Love it.
Love it.
And this is why you do not post all of your thoughts on the internet or on a website chat. There was no return comment from Cheryl.
None. She got smoked.
She got moked.
She got moked.
Moke thought she was the dumbest one on the chain.
And Cheryl then Cheryl shows up. Gilbert comes in saying,
He was forced to wear a mask. Let's go back to that. Yeah. Like, it was strapped to his face with a gimp ball on it. Like it was an S&M thing. Like, he had no choice in the matter.
Hey.
They took the chlamydia and jammed it down his throat is what they did with that mask.
Is that where you get chlamydia in your mouth? I don't know.
Let me ask you something. Could he breathe? Okay. Well, then, if he could breathe, he didn't have anything forced upon him. No. It wasn't like he had a knee in the back of his neck.
I'm just going to say this, and then we'll wrap it up. The only good thing about this revelation on this chain for Cheryl is that she will probably be distancing herself from her husband pretty much right now if she figures this out.
Unless she goes down fighting for this guy. And maybe she's... And that's the other thing. That is the other thing. This highlights so much of the greater debate of what we've been talking about this entire show.
Yep.
Which is, you make a statement that is so dumb that it is dumbfoundingly dumb. Someone else points out to you, hey, you know, it's impossible what you're saying.
Yeah.
And you've been lied to, and it's dumb, okay? So this is a guy cheating on his wife and got it from some woman. Mm-hmm. You could argue that it's Trump telling people, hey, Corona's going to be gone in 5 days. All the lies that get told, when someone points out, hey, that's a lie, by the way, instead of someone going like, oh my God,
wait, maybe it is.
Maybe it is a lie. What am I doing?
They dig in
on the lie.
And try and contort themselves into a Bavarian pretzel to try and defend the lie, making up something that could not possibly work. That you get chlamydia from a mask. You will not get chlamydia from a mask. Put your mask on. If anything, the mask will keep you from getting chlamydia because it keeps your tongue in your mouth and keeps you where you shouldn't go.
I don't know if you can get chlamydia in your mouth.
I don't know. I don't know.
If you're super versed on chlamydia.
You may only be able
to. Like a sexual organ disease. Yeah. I don't know. Someone tell us what we don't know.
At least
I can admit that I don't know.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I'm happy. Please, someone school us.
Herpes, I think you can get on your mouth.
Maybe.
But I don't know. Maybe chlamydia too. I just don't know.
I'm going to look it up.
Look it up.
You sign off for us.
I will sign off and say thank you guys for supporting this show. Subscribe to it. Write a good comment. Give it a good review. The audience is growing, which is super exciting. We really appreciate all of our fans, and we appreciate everybody who continues to support what we do. We'll be back tomorrow with a whole other episode. Rain's going to tell you right now.
Giving oral sex to a partner with an infected penis can result in getting chlamydia in the throat. Giving oral sex to a partner with an infected vagina or urinary tract may result in getting chlamydia in the throat.
Okay. So it can happen in the mouth.
Put a mask on and you can avoid it. If anything, a mask can protect you from getting chlamydia.
There you go.
There you go, Cheryl Gilbert. Put that in your mask and then put it on.
See how little I knew about chlamydia? I'm willing to admit that I don't know enough.
We looked it up. It took 20 seconds. There you go. That's a show. Go punch a water faucet and then go wash your hands a bunch. Put a mask on. Stay connected, but stay protected.
Socially distance.
And we'll don't get infected. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
A podcast network.